Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. I'm joined now in the studio by the Mayor of Wexford, Councillor George Lawler. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Alan.
And we congratulate you. You're opening Wexford Festival Opera tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a terrific honour for a son of Wexford and somebody who every year attends the opening of the festival, whether going to the opera as in an official capacity or just being there, going back to the days of attending with my mother and father, looking up at the sky, sitting on their shoulders, looking skyward at our fireworks, to bring my own children. And it's just such an honour as a Wexford person to be asked to or invited to open the festival. It's just wonderful.
Well, we round off our conversation by talking about the importance to the economy of Wexford Festival Opera in just a few moments' time, but I know you were listening to both councillors engaging about the local property tax, and we had heard from Paddy Cavan as well. Just from your own perspective, you voted for it, did you? And why? Can you explain what your thoughts on it are?
Yeah, I mean, there's the misinformation that's been peddled by Paddy and the colleagues that voted against it is glaring. The property tax is not being increased. What you paid last year, you will pay this year. What you paid the year before last year, you will pay this year. And for the next 5 years, we took a vote to install stability and certainty by saying to the people of Wexford, you will pay exactly the same as you're paying this year for the next 5 years, just as you've paid for the previous 2 years. The property tax has not been increased and will not be increased. So the misinformation that's been peddled is mischief making to try and make names for themselves. The bottom line is, had we, as per a proposal from Sinn Féin, proposed a 15% cut, which in people living in houses up to €200,000 would have meant they would have been 26 cent a week better off. We would have lost 1.9 million to the budget, which would have been catastrophic to the services that we in Wexford County Council would hope to provide, because we'd have had to find that 1.9 million. Let me give you an example. Every adaptation grant, every stair lift we put in, every wet room we put in, every adaptation grant for the elderly, as an example, Wexford County Council has to contribute 20% of the total cost. We get the rest from the department. That 20% would have been seriously undermined by a cut of 1.9 million in our budget. What I spoke about at the meeting, and you were there, Alan, was, you know, people are going to have to face into the fact that they were elected to do a job. That may be a job on sunny days, like we had in a wonderful FLA, and a successful FLA, and everything went very well, but also on days when we have to make hard and difficult decisions. People don't elect yes men or yes women. They elect people to go and do the job for them. I voted for it because I am not going to stand over or vote for cuts in services by Wexford County Council, forced on us by a short-sighted decision. And that's the reason I voted for it.
Okay, Pat Barden got a lot of support yesterday, George. He talked about the squeeze middle-income earners, and he got quite a lot of support. Now, Paddy has just been on air with me, so a lot of people would disagree with your theory, and a lot of people agreed with Pat Barden.
Well, I think any reasonable person wants this is explained to them. The cut that was proposed by Sinn Féin and supported by the Wexford Independent Alliance, although from talking to the Wexford Independent Alliance, they got a phone call from their leader before the meeting to ensure that they voted against this so-called independent grouping. But just to say, if you live in a house worth valued up to €350,000, the saving you would have made per week was 90 cent.
Right.
But the cuts to Wexford County Council would have amounted, because of the collective arrangement of it, the cuts would have been 1.9 million. It would have had a devastating impact. Like the fireworks that we'll have tomorrow night, hopefully, if the rain holds off, I mean, they're funded by Wexford County Council. You know, 25,000 people will turn out on Wexford Quays, and children will have a host of memories as a result of that. Yeah. This is what you're talking about in terms of us trying to find 1.9 million.
I was absolutely shocked, and I mentioned it to both Paddy, and I mentioned it to Pip, and I mentioned it to you now, about the €5 million deficit. That absolutely shocked me. I thought that Wexford County Council was buoyant, it was flying it, that there was no deficit. When I heard this 5 million added to the 1.97 million, it knocked me back in my chair.
Yeah, I mean, I was a bit taken aback listening to Paddy, because one thing councils have to do by law is have a balanced budget. They cannot run a deficit budget.
Where do you think, I asked Pip for his view on where the €5 million
is. Well, we are certainly in a far better financial situation than we were when Paddy was in local government, as I was myself, where we ran into, you know, in excess of 10 million of a deficit. So we are going in the right direction. But we also have an economic plan where our economic infrastructure is being invested in. And that is something that, you know, would have been totally undermined undermined by this cut as well. So the likes of the parks that he mentioned that are being used by thousands of people every year, tens of thousands of people, we lose out on this, and we go back to the pigs in the kitchen model. You know, have a bit of ambition for your county.
But stepping away from the councillors, the fact that that 5 million euro was mentioned, that doesn't fall on that falls on the hierarchy in Wexford County.
No, we've been running a deficit for 20 years in Wexford. You know, that's the nature of we've been running a deficit, but we are going in the right direction. From maybe 15 million 10 years ago, we're heading into 5 million now. So look, I wouldn't be hung up on that. It's going in the right direction where you're chipping away at it day in, day out.
And the other aspect, George, is the 1.97 million, that would have made it up to nearly 7 million. But Leonard Kelly, independent councillor, a lot of people voted for the continuation, as we discussed. But many of them said to me afterwards, privately, that they felt that the local government has not been funded correctly.
Oh, absolutely. The worst decision ever made by any government in this country was around 1977, I think, when Fianna Fáil abolished rates. Because rates were going into local services and they paid for everything. They paid for your bins, they paid for your water, they paid for everything at that time. That was probably one of the worst decisions ever made, which meant that the funding of local government was dependent on the government of the day handing out lump sums to councils. That was abolished, and local property tax has come in just to supplement what we get from national government. And yes, absolutely, there needs to be a new model of funding for local government.
You join me on the eve of Wexford Festival Opera, and I've just come from Centra next door, where I have been going, and during the pandemic the boys and girls in Centra were absolutely phenomenal. I walked around the corner, Argus is now empty. From next to Tuesday Centra will be closed, and people are wondering and they're very upset, and the girls just asked me to thank the staff of South East Radio, Wexford Credit Union, the banks, and a lot of people who have supported them. But sadly, this business now closes, and it's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, and my heart goes out to the staff, the management of staff of Centra, just around the corner from us here. You know, retail is under serious pressure, and we need to do something to get footfall back into our towns. I mean, I know that Amazon, for instance, as a company, have something like 29 trailers on every sailing that comes in from Dunkirk. Such is the volume of online retailing that's been done at the minute. So we need to do something to get people to footfall back in, because if there was people coming into the main street, we'd have more people going into Centra. It's a really, really difficult one, because the nature of shopping and retailing and footfall is changing. You know, there's many people now who don't even go to the supermarket anymore. They go online in some of the bigger brands, and they order, and a van pulls up, you know, 24 hours later.
And that came through the pandemic, where people felt safer to book online.
But it was even starting before that, but people became used to it during the pandemic, and it became the norm, so people who wouldn't have ordinarily done it are now doing it. The face of retail is changing so much.
Are there any plans to redevelop that area where Argus is and now where Centra is?
That's actually privately owned, Alan. Their car park is privately owned. That's why you'll note a private company operates the car parking charges within that. It's something that we certainly have to look at, and I know that we are, you know, the Wexford Town Development Plan will less than a year will probably be in our hands to deal with, and certainly we are. I chair the Town Centre First Initiative, which has just had its first couple of meetings, and we're bringing people together from various organisations across the town and beyond to bring their ideas to the table as to what we want to see in Wexford. Who ever thought that we could close Wexford Bridge, we could close Wexford to traffic, and have the most wonderful festival as we had with the FLA. It's time for us to look outside and think outside the box to see what can we do.
Is it a priority, your mayor?
Absolutely priority. I mean, what about looking at investing in a... One of the reasons people say that they won't come to Wexford, for instance, is that parking charges are difficulty in parking. What about, you know, investing money heavily in a transport system, just like the park and ride system that we had, to get people into town easily? I was in Edinburgh visiting my daughter some time ago, and for every one car on the main street in Edinburgh, Prince's Street, there was about 12 double-decker buses, because people use what is a fabulous public transport system. That's what we need to be looking at, in my view, to get people in.
Right, we want to talk food, Bord B, and I know you're highly supportive of the work of Bord B as well, but before we round off our conversation, tomorrow night, the opening of Wexford Festival Opera, how important is the festival? We talked about the FLA and the boost it gave to the economy. That was next year's coming again, thank God, but the festival is there every year at a time when the county needs it.
Yeah, the festival is there since 1951, and I often think about other towns at this time of the year who are in virtual darkness as they await the arrival of Christmas, and we are so lucky to have that shoulder, as they call it, between the summer and now we have the festival. And the festival brings people from all over the world to Wexford, but it also, you know, we have the Spiegeltent Festival as part of it as well now. It also means that we get a lot of Wexford people who you know, go out to the singing pubs, go out to the Spiegeltent and take part in a lot of what's going on. I've opened a number of exhibitions already and there really is a wonderful sense of pride and a wonderful atmosphere that was driven, I'd say, partly by the FLA and how people became so proud of what we can do. And this is yet another example of that. We have to have pride and ambition in our town and our county, and that's what I will drive day in, day out.
Get the Child of Prague out later on tonight, and hopefully the rains will stay away tomorrow for the launch of Wexford Festival.
Fingers crossed.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.